Good morning, 639 News Radio 92.3. That music can only mean one thing. We're talking to the trash man and the water man and the sewage man and the recycling man. And it's all of that stuff. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director for the ECUA, Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. We're a little bit early this month because they moved their meetings around for the holidays. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Always good to talk to you.
Great to have you. Before we get to what you guys did yesterday, let's talk about kind of something that's a holdover. You had gone to the Santa Rosa Island Authority and you had presented to them the recommendation or desire by your board to put a monument or marker. I actually think it's probably even better to call it a marker than a monument, but for Dale Perkins, who is very ill. He's been serving for 32 years out on the beach at the Dolphins, the first Dolphin water tank. They raised concerns ranging from, we don't do this while people are still alive, because obviously things can happen. Has he done enough on the beach to really justify that location? Wouldn't it make more sense to have it back at the main office or something like that? I had raised those same questions. I had kind of sided with them. It's always an awkward conversation when you're talking about something like this to honor somebody who's universally loved, admired, respected. And nobody wants to be the sort of the callous jerk in the room. But those are kind of the arguments that they made. And they said, you're supposed to come back tonight to present to them. Now, I thought it was interesting. You guys did a ceremony at like an unveiling of the concept, not the actual monument, because you're going to go back tonight to talk to them about it. But what is the response from the board, or what are you going to present that's going to sort of answer those questions or objections?
Yeah, so the event we had the other day was a dedication of those facilities and kind of naming of those facilities. If nothing else, we'll put a plaque on the building there honoring Dale and his service. Just a brief statement, mail of Captain Dale Perkins, fisherman, environmentalist, first protector of the people's purse, the longest-serving member of the ECUA board from 1994 to 2026, and then it has a little image of Dale. But what we'd like to prefer to do, rather than having a plaque on the building, is actually have a monument of whatever agreed to appropriate size would be. Dale has done a lot for this community and Pensacola Beach certainly as well. He lived in Pensacola Beach for about 3 years. He was a charter boat captain out of the beach for decades, but specific to his ECUA service, He guided a lot of hurricane recovery after Hurricane Ivan in 2024. He was on the board that donated the Pensacola Beach Ball Tank to the SRA back in 2008 instead of having it taken down. He championed painting the wave and dolphin graphics on the ground storage tanks out at the beach. He's promoted our reuse program that has led to us using treated effluent for irrigation of the medians along Via de Luna, which has reduced our flows out to the sound. We had an issue several years ago where our staff was proposing to put a reuse tank kind of in the middle of the area near the church and the school, but he listened to residents in that area and advocated for them to instead move it back over to the tank farm where the other tanks are located instead of what staff had recommended. He's worked to invest capital in building a second redundant water line to the beach. The original one's subaqueous. It's a barrier under the sound there. We've added a second one that hangs from underneath the bridge. He's promoted the submission of grants to assist ECUA in extending that reuse project all the way out to Portofino and possibly even down Fort Pickens Road. He was on board when they suggested and completed an interconnection with Gulf Breeze to provide backup water supply, not only for them, but also for us as well. Quite a bit of the gravity sewer system out on the beach has been lined with cast-in-place pipe. He's replaced a lot of force mains along Fort Pickens Road. And in the very near future, we're going to be replacing two of our older ground storage tanks out at the beach with one larger tank, again, to provide resiliency and extra capacity as well.
Well, see, you should have led with all that. That would have been helpful if that, because I mean, particularly, honestly, just as a citizen, the ones the ones that catch my attention the most on that list are, oh, this is the guy that helped save the beach ball. Okay, I'm paying attention. This is the guy that brought us the dolphin tank. Okay, you know, I'm paying. You know, like, almost that's what the plaque should say, you know, instead of the other stuff, if only because that, to me, is what grabs the attention of somebody. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing for somebody to bring reuse water or redundant water lines, you know, to the beach. But the average person walking past the first water tank looking over and seeing that is, but, you know, I think actually, you know, having it say something like, you know, hey, he salvaged the beach ball from getting demolished and helped transfer it to the county so that it could just exist forever. I mean, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. That's much more encouraging to me than as far as, you know, affirming. So I think this ought to go better tonight than maybe the meeting went last time. So thank you. Thank you for clarifying and providing some of that background. Yeah. That's good. Hey, just a quick thought on that is I know you guys are kind of going down this road of doing it this way, but if indeed, you know, one of the big, in my mind, symbolic big accomplishments for Dale during his tenure is, you know, saving the beach ball. I mean, I just wonder if you couldn't put a sign at the beach ball of some sort. Maybe it doesn't have to be a plaque. Maybe just, you know, an explanation. You know, people that walk past there might see that. But, you know, you guys do what you want. I'm just saying there's maybe other ways to bring recognition for the things that people might, you know, really care about. Yesterday, you guys had a meeting. You did a reorganization. Who's the new chair and vice chair?
Yes. Annually, we go through a reorganization process, much like the county does, and name new chairs and vice chairs for the upcoming year. Votes yesterday put Kevin Stevens in as the board chair, Mr. Stevens being from District 5. Our board vice chair would be Mr. Larry Williams, who represents District 3. We also have a citizens advisory committee that's has a chair and vice chair from our board members. The chair of the CAC is Lois Benson for next year, District 2. And our vice chair will be Vicki Campbell, who is from District 1.
Okay, very good. You guys were also working on your creating an MSBU for Huntington Creek. Is that right? Which is off of Mobile Highway. Is that right? West of everything, basically.
Yes, United Subdivisions. Huntington Creek and Twin Spires, they're two adjacent subdivisions whose developer back in the day created a sewer system that he owned and maintained during the time of construction. Then after all the homes were developed and he had sold his last lot, he left and turned it all over to the Homes Association. Homeowner Association are really not...
Wait. Let me guess what happened. It was run perfectly, efficiently, well-maintained. Nobody had any complaints, and here we are today. Is that right?
You know, actually, I give them a lot of credit for doing a wonderful job with the facility they had. It wasn't built to ECUA standard, and they had some very responsible HOA president and vice presidents who have run that thing very well. But it is an older system. It's in poor repair. Doesn't have a lot of features that we typically would have today. And, of course, it's a big headache for an HOA to run. So
yeah.
We got together with the county and kind of make a long story short. We created a municipal service benefit unit, MSBU, which is a means by which the county provides some funding to pay for a public improvement, in this case, the upgrade and replacement of quite a bit of that lift station.
Yeah, a fee on your property taxes.
Also the collection system, and then we pay for the property taxes, right.
What's the amount of the MSBU going to be for those folks?
You know, I don't have that number in front of me. $890,552.
That's for the total, though, but like for each like homeowner, it's not going to, I mean... I was just curious what the property tax bill change was going to be. If you don't know, it's fine.
I don't have a breakdown. That's figured with interest after. Some people will pay off the principal right off the bat. Others will finance it over a period of time. And
okay.
That breakdown is done by the county. I don't have that figure.
That's okay. The last one I remember like that it was even like this was in a rarity. And I mean, these things are expensive. They are difficult. They can be better and worse. As you said, it sounds like they did a good job doing the best they could under the circumstances. But, you know, sewer system repairs and upgrades are expensive, right?
Yeah, I want to particularly praise Jay and Brock, who were the HOA presidents of those two subdivisions. You did a wonderful job informing their membership, going through the public process of trying to get a majority support for doing this project. That is
that's a lot of lift. Yeah,
work.
Yeah,
that's a heavy lift.
You also are putting some new services on the website, like, because I know, you know, we've had this where, you know, we had a broken lid basically, and so we called, and actually it came very quickly. I think it came a day or two later, which was a lot quicker than we expected to get the new one. But you're doing some stuff on the website now so that people don't even have to call, right?
Yes, historically, you've had to make a phone call for a lot of basic services with ECUA, and certainly through our general phone number, you can contact us for anything. But some of the routine things, you know, today's younger generation expects to be able to do most of it online, and we're adding those types of services online wherever we can. Right now, if you go to ECUA under services, if you have a sanitation-related concern, say you want a trash can repaired, you need a bulk pickup request, or you're signing up and you have a missing can or a can dropped off. There are little pull-down menus you can go through and request that online. So you can do it you can do it 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to. And by doing it online, it generates a work order automatically and speeds up that process, and you don't have to wait and call somebody during our normal working hours.
Oh, that makes perfect sense for the bulk pickups. Yeah, I mean, that's the exact application of a web interface to be able to do something like that. Outstanding.
Yeah. And by the way, our information technology staff are currently working on a mobile app that will be coming out probably later this summer that will have those kind of features and more on it. So it'll be mobile ready besides just having a computer website application.
Very good. I did have somebody text in and ask, just going back to the Dale Perkins marker, do we have a cost estimate on that?
I don't at this time because I don't know yet whether what the requirements are going to be for the permit, whether it'll be a plaque hanging on a wall versus an actual monument that sits outside, any restrictions that they might put on regarding size, materials, and those sorts of things. So until I get a little more feedback,
okay. Fair enough. I just had somebody ask, and you know, I know I had asked you, and you'd said you weren't sure yet, and so I was seeing if that had changed since I talked to you about it. Very good. That'll be at tonight's SRIA meeting if people are interested in finding out more about that. But Bruce Woody, he is the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah.